Okay, so if we were to right now speak on the subject of podcasts, what would be some interesting topics to speak about?
Health. Yeah. I'll say, like, because health is, you know, one of my favorite subjects to speak on. History, current politics.
What about history would you like to talk about?
History? It just depends. You know, I like Western history, ancient history. We can talk about 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't discriminate.
That's interesting. That's interesting. And what about health?
Health? Different dynamics. Like, I'll say, like, what do you mean, what about health? Like,
so if there were three things for millennials to know right now about health that are pertinent to you, what three things would you mention that everyone should know right now?
Healthcare, understanding the dynamics of healthcare.
Give me a quick explanation.
Well, there's different types of healthcare. It's very important that we have healthcare in today's, especially in today's society.
Yeah, I think it's like illegal to not have health insurance, right?
Right. Yeah, it's illegal, but still there's a lot of people who's uninsured.
Yes,
and
there
are. You know, you never know if something extreme happens and there's not really anyone that can really help you, or who you gonna go to the hospital, right?
Also, I think they like take some of your tax refund if you don't have health insurance. They can actually, the IRS can audit your income taxes towards insurance, because I mean there are community centers, but if you don't pay taxes, you're not necessarily supposed to get that type of health care. So,
right.
But in an emergency, I think all health care providers have to do something to save everyone's life. But yeah.
Yeah, they have the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah.
During Obama's time, Obamacare, you know. A lot of things that were some people just can't afford it, you know.
Okay, and two other things about health. What would be something to let millennials know?
Diet. I would say diet and exercise.
Okay, so on the diet aspect, what about dieting is important for millennials in reference to the future? Like, what is a big dramatic change that's coming to effect that we need to pay attention of?
Oh, that a McDonald's Happy Meal is not an actual meal.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard on the radio today there was this health coach talking about ketosis. Do you know anything about that? The ketosis diet?
The keto diet.
Keto diet.
I don't know too much on it. I had a friend who was on it for a few months, and she was mainly on a dairy products.
I heard that a lot of people do that to maintain weight, but I also heard that, like, once your body is in a keto state, I guess that's how they call it, then all of your bodily fluids become really, like, bad smelling,
like spasmatic.
Like, they, all your bodily functions have bad odors to them, like your breath. And like he even said, like, your sexual secretions would be very,
have like an odor,
a bad one,
certain distinction.
Like,
yeah, I mean, that's very important point that you made. You know, one thing that keeps our body in a balanced state is called chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is actually found in like vegetables. So for people who have like bad odor issues, a natural deodorant is actually internal, like an internal shower would be water and like predominantly like vegetables. You can actually find chlorophyll in pill form at like your local like Whole Food Market. So,
well, that is a nice tip to know. If you're having bad odor or body problems out there, BO, try chlorophyll. And so about the exercise, I feel like, you know, in society today, we definitely know and feel like exercise is important, but I feel like the point we're not really reaching or talking about is just internal exercise, as far as like people, you know, weightlift all day, but they don't really stretch out those muscles after they're doing that. They don't really do the yogas and the meditations that they need to keep their body in, like, a homeostasis state, I guess.
Precisely. The thing with lifting weights is a lot of isolation exercises. We like to do the crunches, the bicep curls, tricep curls. A lot of those things isolate certain muscles. They don't engage other muscles, causing certain misfires or an uneven build, or even to the point where you might even tighten that muscle. So it's definitely important to stretch. Probably get a warm up in before you lift weights. Stretch. Try to do a full body stretch before and after a workout. Even if you're not lifting that day, I would recommend full body stretches. You really want to keep your body mobile. That's how disease builds up. If we're stagnant, if we keep that certain parts of our body tight and without movement, the body wants to move around.
Totally agree. I think range of motion, just as a massage therapist, is important, right, to you know, keep control of, and just working on joint mobility. But today I was speaking to an occupational therapist, and they had said, like, with some elderly people, like, you might not get them, they're not as willing to work out, they're not as willing to exercise, right, as younger people. But if you tell them to, like, do what they naturally like doing as far as stretching goes, like, if you tell them to high dust or clean something, or something that, like, older people like to do, they typically enjoy cleaning their homes and stuff. But if you explain that to them in a way that's beneficial to, you know, just their body mechanics and their, you know, their posture when they're doing these things, it's like they're getting that same stretch as they would doing yoga, but they don't realize that if they control their proper mechanics, that it could help them so much more, and rather than just, you know, doing home cleaning the improper way, and then your whole body is sore. If you do it in the way that, you know, where your body's aligned and you're not putting so much stress on, right, certain parts of your body, it can be very beneficial longevity and life.
Yeah. Touching on the little things. I remember we spoke a few days ago about posture, you know.
Yeah.
It's important to have a good posture. When you're sitting down, you want to have your shoulders sort of back. You don't want to slump your shoulders over. Whenever you're bending over to pick up something, you want to bend your knees. You don't want to just continue just to hunch over to pick up stuff. You know, it's going to eventually, long term, it's going to cause a strain.
And muscle memory, that's something we all need to kind of, we need to instill that into, like, elementary school, really. Like, you know, the squats, the everything, and PE and physical education. This is where we should have learned this. But, I mean, as a health coach, I'm sure you see a lot of people come in with, like, they don't even know how to properly squat down to pick up a paper that's on the floor, and they're hurting their back, you know, in the long term view of that.
Yeah, precisely. I remember, you know, I've taken a few courses last semester. You know, I am a public health major, but we do have to understand the dynamics of nutrition, physical health. So I myself had the experience of coaching two individuals who had mobility issues, you know. And what we had to touch on was also, you know, not everybody's body is the same. Not everybody's body can move the same. Not everybody should be necessarily doing the same exact amount of workouts, you know. So you want to definitely be mindful of your body type and the workouts that you're able to do and that you can work towards.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Dr. Yes. English.
You're very welcome.
So where can people find you? I know you, you're all into your holistic websites, and you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. I primarily use my website, Holistic Cycles for Life, with a 4, the number 4. You can also find me on LinkedIn at Robert English. I do counseling and advising on mental health and physical health.
Mental health is very important, and nutrition.
Yes.
Well, you all heard that, you know, find him on Holistic
Cycles for Life.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week. Bye.